You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, you look at the American League East and now it's a four-team race for the division. And obviously the Rays are the one team on the outside kind of looking in, but they're going to play all those teams. So there's still important games as far as the division goes that the Rays are going to be a very important part of. They took two of three from the Red Sox last week. They take two of three from the Blue Jays. So a little bit of that spoiler roll. Then they've dropped two straight to the O's here. They're on the field right now as we record this, wrapping up that series. But do the Rays realize that they're going to be a big say in who ends up getting not just the division title but the wild card in the American League?
They don't talk about it too much, yeah. But I know they know about it. And it's one of those deals, too, where, you know, you see it every year, teams that don't have anything to lose, you know, are kind of playing a little more relaxed than the ones who, you know, have a lot to lose. So the Rays could be a dangerous team for some of these guys to see, particularly on the days when they are hitting, because on the days when they are hitting, you know, they seem to outslug a team, you know, 10-2 or whatever. So, and the pitching has been better, although they've had a little bit of a slide this week. But I definitely think that they are a dangerous team when you're trying to win the pennant, you know, or reach the postseason.
You mentioned hitting and inconsistent hitting, and on Tuesday, the team relieves Derek Shelton of his duties as hitting coach. Chad Mottola will take over there. He was the minor league hitting coach. But how much of this is just the season that the team's had, and it's time to kind of make some changes here?
Well, basically, they just, you know, they love Derek Shelton. They think he's a great hitting coach. They're sure he'll have another job somewhere else, but they pretty much just want a new new voice is how they've explained it. And and when you start, you know, delving into the whole thing, what a hitting coach does, it's hard to really quantify what he does, because, you know, ultimately it comes down to the talent you have. But they do a lot of work with the hitters. They're very close with the hitters, and so it's kind of a tough thing to explain. But I think they wanted to go on and make the change because they wanted the new hitting coach, Chad Mottola, to have a month to get ready moving into 2017. And I think a lot of the things you're seeing the Rays do right now is with the mindset of, you know, kind of teeing it up to be ready for 2017. So, you know, if he has a month working with the hitters going into the offseason, then he has a relationship with them. And he already has a relationship with most of them from the minor leagues, where he was their, you know, a minor league hitting instructor. But, you know, this way he can chime in with them in the offseason, figure out what kind of things they want to work on, you know, stay in touch with them and all that stuff going into 2017.
The team kind of this year ended up having kind of that all or nothing lineup as far as homers, or they weren't scoring. How much of that is there going to be a change in the way, I mean, a hitter is a hitter and they kind of do what their strength is. But will there be a slight maybe change in philosophy as far as, hey, we need to try to do more than just hit home runs?
You know, I don't know what their philosophy is going to be. And, I mean, you hit it on the head. That's how their season's gone. And a lot of their home runs have come with nobody on base as well. But I think maybe, you know, the new voice is more geared towards maybe he can reach somebody like a Steven Souza or a Kevin Kiermaier or a Corey Dickerson, and maybe something clicks, you know, to kind of get them to reach the potential that they think those guys have. And obviously, you know, you've got guys like Longoria, who's kind of, you know, he kind of does his own thing. You know, he's a veteran and he knows what he likes, and that, you know, the hitting coach works with him, but, you know, helping him on the things that he has scheduled. So, you know, he's at one end of the gamut, while the younger guys are at the others who at the other end, and they really need the help. But it's not really a knock on Shelton. In fact, it was such a hard thing for them to do, because Shelton, very popular, everyone liked him, including the people who, you know, let him go. But 7 years is a pretty good run for a major league hitting coach. And sometimes, you know, you can't fire the hitters, and you've got to, you know, change things up. And, I think that was that Shelton just happened to be the guy.
Matt Duffy's going to have season-ending surgery. Obviously, he joined the team. He was injured. He was coming off the Achilles injury, and it's continued to bother him. Is there full confidence within the team, Bill, that if he gets this done come spring training, he's going to be 100% ready to go for 2017?
Well, talking to Duffy yesterday, he seemed pretty confident. And, you know, he made it clear to us, too, that the problem is basically it's inflammation. There's nothing wrong right now. It's just, you know, handling the pain, which is one reason why initially when they said they were going to shut it down, you know, he was going to play a few more games before they did so while they waited for a slot for him to, you know, have the operation he wanted. But he seems pretty confident that you know, it can get done. His off season, you know, he thinks he'll probably have to spend about half his off season in the boot, but after that, he should be good to go. But he's encouraged by the fact that there really isn't any structural stuff, and I'm not sure what causes the inflammation, but apparently this operation he's headed for, you know, in the heel area, you know, can correct that. And you know, you've noticed him. I mean, if you watch him run the first and, you know, if you watch him slowing down or turning the corners, you can see, you know, him grimace a little bit. So, you know, it didn't really catch me by surprise much. I thought he was still hurting some. So when I heard this, it made sense.
Now, with him coming into the team, obviously Brad Miller has moved over to first base to kind of make for the best lineup this team can have. But with him out, from what I hear, it's going to be Miller, Nick Franklin kind of filling into that shortstop spot. Does that make sense to have Brad Miller now move back to shortstop when you would think in 2017 that's not going to be his home for this team? Would it make more sense to just have him continue to play things out at the first base back?
Well, I think there's two things going there. Obviously, you know, you think having Miller at first is, you know, looking towards 2017, but and Franklin will probably get – I think he'll probably get most of the reps at shortstop. But I think if they, you know, it's one of these days where they, you know, really are looking to win. And I think that's a big part of being in the major leagues, keeping the integrity of the game in line. You know, when you're playing contending teams, you know, you've got to act like everything's on the line. That's just part of being a major leaguer. So you're doing a disservice to the major leagues if, you know, you're just running out the string. And I think you're going to see the Rays do, you know, what's best. I would imagine that, you know, you'll see Miller play some shortstop on days that there's a right-hander on the mound, and you know, they'll put Logan Forsythe at first. Although the Orioles have a right-hander on the mound today. Of course, Franklin is a switch hitter too, but I think that's how that's going to play out.
The obviously call-ups with expanded rosters, Bill, and Chase Whitley, one of the guys that have been recalled from AA, and here's a guy that the Rays claimed off waivers from the Yankees way back in November, rehabbing from Tommy John surgery and now making his way back. What's the long-term outlook for the Rays and Chase Whitley?
Well, the plan for him is they're going to have, you know, unlike the regular season where you could not, I mean, before you expand the rosters, where you couldn't actually script when a relief pitcher would come into a game because you don't know when things are going to happen. But I would imagine, you know, they said they're going to have planned outings for him. So, you know, it's not like he's ready every day. You know, today he's going to be, you know, say today he's scripted to pitch three innings. I wouldn't be surprised if they put him on the backside of Cobb, you know, because who knows how deep Cobb's going to go in some of these games. You know, and they maybe just have penciled in that he'll do three innings after Cobb or something, which I think kind of fits their whole MO here in September, you know, going to the six-man rotation, which kind of aids, you know, they don't want Snell to get too many more innings. You know, they don't want Cobb to pitch too much. And so I think having Whitley there is a nice way to bring him back.
You mentioned Cobb and first start back, five innings, four hits, two earned runs for Cobb. An important stat, I think, is just one walk. He struck out seven and 84 pitches. Seems like just about all you can ask for in a guy's first major league start coming off, obviously, the long time away for Tommy John surgery. You said they don't want it too much work, but that has to really be encouraging for Cobb.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, the start Friday night, he had 52 pitches after two innings. And, you know, the last three innings, he looked like vintage Alex Cobb. So that was about as encouraging thing as you've seen in the second half for the Rays, because I think he's the real deal. And if you have the 1-2 punch of him and Archer going into next season, I think that's a pretty good place to be.
Yeah, this pitching staff, like, to get back to what they thought it was heading into 2016, and you still feel like as bad as things have gone in 2016, a few tweaks, and this team can certainly get back into contention for sure. That'll do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras. It's been a Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.